bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, he's new to Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Dean. He's from Glasgow.
What a hilarious interview. So we came into this not really knowing much about him.
No.
And we were pissing ourselves laughing. What a treat.
Yeah, he is a lot of laughs and just like he's just genuine as well.
Yeah, nice guy.
Lovely guy.
Yeah.
Had a great time with him in the studio. Didn't really want to get rid of him, but we had to.
No, he sat there till the very end.
Sure did. This is a Triple Threat podcast. Now, in the studio with us, another guest who is here from the UK, but like a very special part of the UK. I think it's one of... It's most people's favourite part of the UK, I think.
Whoa.
I'm talking about Scotland, not Glasgow. But Scotland, absolutely. Larry Dean is in the studio with us. There's some cheers and claps for you, babe.
Thank you very much. And I could use that track for some of my gigs.
Lies. Lies, I'm sure. Welcome. This is your first time in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's sort of been here now for about 2 weeks. And I love it, man. It's really nice. It's quirky.
It is a bit quirky.
I'm sounding more and more like an estate agent every single day.
You're just like selling the place.
Yeah, absolutely. Selling it to myself, going, no, Larry, you are happy here.
No, I'm sure you are, because you do come from Glasgow, and let's just say it's I've been there.
What's wrong? Okay, all I know of Glasgow is in the ABBA song. Mm-hmm. I was sick and tired of everything. I can't sing.
Yeah.
When you called me last night from Glasgow. And I want to go to Glasgow so I can just sing that line.
Well, because you want to be sick and tired of being everything. Your holidays are very weirdly picked.
I love ABBA.
I love ABBA as well. This does make me a wee bit proud when I hear them talking about Glasgow, but at the same time, it's the bit before it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really painting Glasgow in the best light, I will admit that.
Yeah, it's like when you see your neighbourhood on the news, and you're like, yeah, it's my neighbourhood, and they say, there's been a murder here. You're like, yeah, well, at least we're on the news.
Oh, it's just the guy I did from down the road. I've been to Glasgow before. I've been to Edinburgh a few times, Scotland a few times, and I've only been to Glasgow once, and it was, we didn't even stop there on the bus. The bus went through it. And then said, yeah, we're not going to stop here. But I remember seeing a couple of prisons, and the streets were very dark.
It's like the worst places, man. Also, I love,
say to my guests.
I know, I love as well the fact that you've gone that the tour guide was, just went on the mic and just went, yeah, we're not going to stop here.
I was the tour guide there.
I wasn't the tour guide, not in Scotland.
I was
in Europe.
I hope you weren't telling people about not to stop at Glasgow.
You haven't even been there.
I'm open to it.
Yes, listeners, do not take his word for it. Glasgow's absolutely lovely. We need the money. But it's really nice.
You have the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, and like they've done up the East End it's quite a rough part of the world, but it's been done up a wee bit more now, and also the centre of town, like the West End, it's all pretty cool. And to be honest, that's what I like about Melbourne. I think it's kind of like Glasgow, not in the kind of stereotypical Glasgow,
okay. in the stabby kind.
Yeah, and the fact that kind of everybody's really kind of left wing, and you can just be whatever, act whatever way you want, as long as you're not hurting anybody. You're sound.
Yeah, awesome.
As long as you're not hurting anyone, you're sound. That should be on the signs on the way into Melbourne.
I think it's in the Bible, to be honest.
So please tell me, there are a couple of lines in your little bio that I love. The first one is that you're a vagina dodger.
Aye.
Now, I can assume what that means, but tell me about that expression.
Vaginas just throwing themselves at you?
Well, they
shouldn't
fly.
Be.
Well,
they might be.
Although at the same time, no, actually it was weird. I was out with my, the guy who I'm doing the show with, Adam Hayes, were mates, I hope so. And if you're listening, Adam, I love you. And but we were out on a night out, and it was like 2 days after I broke up with my boyfriend, and he was getting all the guys coming on to him, and I was getting all the girls coming on to me, and he's straight. And it's like, oh man, we should have like kind of sexuality freaky Friday moment. Just trade places.
Well, because I read that you actually have a difficult time with, like, you have to come out to people all the time because people don't come up to you and like, oh yeah, here's a flamer.
Yeah, well, I know, and if I act it as well, people think I'm just being homophobic.
Just be yourself, babe.
Oh, man, no, I can't be myself. I don't have the self-esteem to know when I am being myself. although, I am... What was I going to say? I'm coming to be so early in the morning. I have to kind of come out to people a lot, but when, especially when I'm coming on to someone, you know, when you're trying to figure out if they're gay, and then you're still trying to figure out if you're gay yourself.
But you haven't worked that out yet. Larry Dean is with us. First time to Melbourne. Do you have anything that you need to tick off your to-do list while you're here?
I need to go to Poof Doof.
Why is that?
Just because it's the most brash name I've ever heard for a gay bar in my life.
I thought you were going to be like, I don't know, Flinders Street or like
I'm
the zoo.
I'll get to a Poof Doof, man.
Okay, so Australia has a reputation for naming their clubs inappropriately, especially the gay ones. So the one in Brisbane is called The Beat.
The Beat.
The Beat.
So
and the one in Darwin is called Throb.
Throb. Oh, Throb.
Throb.
God, that's... Yeah, that... the only one I've heard of before was the Mars Bar in...
In Adelaide.
In Adelaide. And that doesn't sound nice.
It doesn't sound nice at all, no.
Poof Doof does sound pretty amazing.
Poof Doof. No, it's just using the word poof as well. It's just like, it's not a really good history with that name.
No. Well, even, you know, like the things that you put your... that we put your feet on, you know, the poofs.
Oh, the poofs, yeah.
And then so I remember when I was a kid, if that ever came up in a conversation, it's like, oh, can you move the poof over here? I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, I don't want to move over there.
I'm fine over here, thank you very much.
But doof, I don't know, is it just because it...
Oh, because doof, doof.
Doof, like doof, the music, like the noise.
Oh, right, cool. I just thought they'd just gone...
Oh, they just rhyme something.
Yeah, what rhymes with poof? And then they just go, oh, doof. Oh,
it's like they've got a big whiteboard going through all words that have double OF.
That rhyme with poof.
Genie, that was what I thought. I didn't think at all about the music. you don't go to a gay bar going, oh, the music will be great in this place.
Nah.
Well, I'm sure you can tick that one off your bucket list pretty easily.
Oh, the very lovely term that you just used there. double meaning. But apart from that, I'm trying to think of anything else.
No,
I don't know. I've petted kangaroos and stuff before, and they're all right.
Once you've done it once, you don't need to do it again.
Yeah, exactly, man. To be fair, I've been in gay bars before, so. But it's just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's not what I saw the kangaroo. But actually, that'd be a great marketing technique. We'll get more members that way if we put kangaroos in gay bars.
Probably get more tourists.
Yeah, yeah. But apart from that, I don't know, what would you recommend?
Well, you've got the first thing sorted, so yeah, I think so anything else is going to be downhill.
Our sponsors are happy now, Larry. So,
I could listen to your accent all day.
Oh, cool. I went into a wee bit of an English one there. All right, how you doing?
Don't go back to the Scottish.
Hold on. Okay, I need to ask you another question. Also, you're a dinosaur impersonator? No.
Yeah, it's not on my CV, but it's on my bio.
It's on your bio. You're a dinosaur something. I've lost it.
Impressionist.
Because you do an impression of a dinosaur.
That's kind of what impression means.
it's not your professional job, though.
No, it's not. I'm very good at it. I don't know why I'm good at it, because I used to do a bit about how, trying to be camp, I was, like, putting my wrists down, and then... And I said, it's weird though, like the wrist bone is like connected to the bum bone, that kind of thing. And I ended up just kind of going, oh, I look like a dinosaur. And then people laughed, which is good. And then, but then I did a noise, and this happened like 3 years ago.
God, you did a dinosaur noise?
Yeah, yeah. Just when I was on stage, and I was like, oh, I can do a dinosaur noise.
Can you give us a little bit, just a little bit?
Of the dinosaur noise? Yeah. Right, okay, hold on.
Oh my gosh! Whoa, man, where'd that come from?
My mouth.
My mouth. Yeah, my mouth. Yeah, yeah. So I need to fix this chair. But
that was amazing. You don't look like you can produce that noise.
Thanks very much. Because I don't have scaly skin and... I don't know how. It's weird that's my talent. It's very odd that as well, that you kind of think, yeah, I was brought to this world to do one thing, to impersonate the things that have not been around here for millions of years.
Although and go to Poof Doof.
Go to Poof Doof as well. But yeah, it's always quite funny when doing that, because some people don't find it funny at all, because they get more freaked out by it than anything. And I was doing this gig, and there was a few. Russians in who were of the same opinion that Putin is on.
And they were in your crowd.
Yeah, they didn't know I was going to be on, though. But as I always feel whenever I go on and like, really, like, right-wing people are in the audience, I'm always like, payback time. I did the dinosaur to them, and they just looked so angry. And I was like, what's wrong with you guys? Have you not got dinosaurs in Russia? Only their politicians. I actually just high-fived the studio
You just
high-fived,
yeah.
Oh, gosh.
You can have a wave crack.
Yeah, oh, thank you. I need to get one of these soundboards, man. I love them.
You really do. I've also... you don't want the crickets.
No, it's not.
We also have a gasp, so...
do the gasp again. Lovely.
That's a better whip crack.
Right. I thought I needed to mention as well that was a soundboard in case anyone was listening at home, and then they thought, oh, Jesus, they don't treat their guests well.
No, we just get a bit blue in here sometimes. Larry Dean, you are here as part of New Order. It is here for the Comedy Festival, and it is running all the way until the 17th of April. Not on Mondays?
I know Mondays, man.
No Mondays. For more information, head to the Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.au. How can people follow you on Twitter?
I'm at Larry Dean Comedy. Or on Facebook, I'm Larry Dean Comedy as well. It's very clever. Very cleverly done.
Original.
I'm on Grindr as well. Okay. And I am actually. I'm very lonely. But,
that's okay. Welcome to the gay world. So
you'll do fine here in Melbourne.
Oh, no, it's such a competitive market here.
It really is. It really is.
One in every two men is gay, I'm finding. But then
you're in the CBD.
What's that?
You're in the central of Melbourne. Like, wait until you go out in the suburbs and you'll be rare. It'll be just like Glasgow.
Oh, cool. Sound. Yeah, I'll do that then. I'll just don't go for day trips to turn on my phone.
Well, if you want to hang out with Larry, take him to the south side to Poof Doof, then...
Thank you, please. Also, take me on a date so I can see the city.
There we go.
Oh, my God, this is like a cry for help now, isn't it?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.